Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome into A to Z Sports Prime Time from the Zen Sports Studios. I'm your host, Buck Rising. If you're new to the broadcast, welcome. We're very happy to have you here. Like the video while you're here. And I'm proud, as always, to be presented to you by Zen Sports. Download the app, plug in the promo code ATOZTN. Get up to $100 on your no-danger first wager in the Zen Sports app. Two Rivers Ford, where you go for the South's most trusted Ford dealer. Quality American-made Ford vehicles and award-winning customer service are what they offer at tworiversford.com. And TrueMav Fitness in the Gulch, the best workout in Middle Tennessee for you is TrueMav Fitness. Your first workout is free as a Middle Tennessee resident at TrueMavFitness.com. Which wide receiver is getting cut is the question that NAF on YouTube leads us off with. And I cannot imagine how you're feeling today, as many of you, I'm sure, are lifelong Titans fans. Many of you have been accustomed to this franchise, no matter who the coach is, no matter who the quarterback is, who the running backs are, you're accustomed to a certain style of play as a Titans fan. Running the football, playing hard-nosed defense, gutting out, grinding out, beating teams up, and, you know, skirting away with wins under of 3 points or less, right? That's basically been the Titans' way. And for the longest, you've suffered, particularly at the wide receivers, which is why the A.J. Brown trade hurt so badly, because you had slaved, labored as a fan base looking for a wide receiver who finally would be able to replace Derek Mason as the most accomplished wide receiver in franchise history. AJ was more talented, is more talented than Derek Mason was at the peak of his powers. But AJ Brown was not here long enough for you to accomplish anything historically with him as a member of the Tennessee Titans. So when he moved on at the start of the 2022 season, a lot of you guys looked around, threw your hands up in dismay. You traded AJ Brown for the 18th overall pick and a third rounder. You got Treylon Burks and Malik Willis out of it. And I know how you feel about that exchange 2 years after the fact, heading into three. But now this is a completely different world. It's a completely different roster for the most part, and it's a very, very much different coaching staff that's going to try and drag you into the future. And looking at Tyler Boyd as the latest addition, signing Tyler Boyd does not mean that the Titans are automatically going to be competing for a Super Bowl in year one of Brian Callahan and Brad Carthon together. But it does mean definitively that this is a team that is going to compete for the division. And if you win the division, you are inherently, to me, a Super Bowl contender, no matter how far ahead of schedule you might be. Now, I don't want us to get too far ahead of ourselves, because they haven't accomplished anything yet. For those of you who are frustrated by looking around at 2025 mock drafts, I don't know why the hell you would torture yourself looking around at 2025 mock drafts, but you very often see the Titans picking either first overall or second overall in the 2025 NFL draft. Now, they're doing that based on Vegas win totals. So they're taking the teams who have the lowest Vegas win totals and flipping them to create next year's draft order. And the Titans are one of the lowest projected 2024 win totals, most places around six and a half, depending on which sports book you choose to wager futures on. But for the Titans in this particular point in time, after having gone under their last two season win totals, this team feels like it's being sold pretty short, and Tyler Boyd is just an extra cherry on top of the sundae that your coaching staff and your front office have been efforting to put together. So we are going to talk about this here tonight, your Two Rivers Ford take, in the comments on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and on Twitch. If you want to get involved, the question is this: what's the best part about the Tyler Boyd signing. You guys let me know. As I mentioned, it's your Two Rivers Ford take. It is presented by Two Rivers Ford, the South's most trusted Ford dealer. They have a really cool event going on this weekend, Saturday, May the 11th in Mount Juliet. Two Rivers Ford is putting on a really great opportunity for you to get to meet the members of your law enforcement community with Two Rivers Ford. It's a thank you blue day at Two Rivers, and I know they're very excited to have people out. There's all kinds of great food and beverage that's going to be a part of this. It's a free family event this Saturday from 9 to noon to kick off Police Week. It's called, forgive me, I misspoke, it's called Blue and You, and it's a chance to engage with local law enforcement and first responders. You can bring the kids to meet and mingle with the dedicated officers who work around the clock to keep our community safe. You can explore the inside of a police car, check out the tools of the trade, and get to know your first responders. So Blue and You this Saturday, May 11th from 9 to noon at Two Rivers Ford, 76 Belinda Parkway in Mount Juliet, tworiversford.com for more information. What's the best part of Tyler Boyd being on the Titans roster? At this point, you have to feel really, really good about your wide receiver room. Now, I believe this is this video down here at the bottom, Bert, is Tyler Boyd back in 2016. Ironically enough, this is a video from Teron Davenport. Was Tyler Boyd, this was at the Combine 2016. Teron Davenport had a video speaking with Tyler Boyd, then a draft prospect 8 years ago, before he would be ultimately selected by the Cincinnati Bengals.
Receiver being able to work outside and then also in the slot. A lot of offenses are starting to use bigger guys like yourself in the slot position. How does your ability to win inside and use your physicality on your routes, how does that translate to the NFL?
It's pretty much like you say, you know, I'm a more leaner and taller guy, you know, and inside or outside my routes is crisp. And then I know how to work, you know, both positions, you know, so I feel like I don't have that edge over the guy that's going to be challenging me in the slot, because I might be taller, you know, or a little bit more physical, you know. So I believe that's where I can create most of my mismatches.
You have exceptional body control, you know, when the ball is in the air. You know, you kind of know how to quiet your body and, you know, attack the football in the air. You know, where does that come from for you, your ball skills?
I think I want to give a lot of credit to God and just my athletic ability, you know, and just where I come from. You know, all I ever did was play sports or do anything. Any curricular activity, you know, with all my peers, you know, but I just believe that it's just the nature. I was just born with it.
So that's Tyler Boyd at the 2016 NFL Combine, speaking with Teron Davenport and a couple of other reporters at the time at his podium session. So what's the best part of this? The best part of this is that you just got the arguably best slot receiver option on the market for pennies on the dollar. 1 year up to $4.5 million is a steal for Tyler Boyd. Given the wide receiver market, given what guys like DJ Chark just got in Los Angeles, given the way that you have already kind of maneuvered your salary cap situation, you still have about $20 million worth of cap space to work with outside of the money that you're going to need for your draft class and for injuries that occur throughout the course of the season. $20 million to continue to improve this roster. You may not have players that are necessarily worth the rest of the money that you have. You don't have to spend all of your money. You've got cap space for safety help. You've got cap space for additional offensive linemen if you feel like the options that you have already added to the roster are insufficient. I could not believe that they got Tyler Boyd for as little as they did. Again, the key word or the key phrase, up to $4.5 million, meaning that this guy is going to have to reach certain incentives, and I'm fascinated to see the breakdown of the contract. A to Z Sports Primetime is presented by the great people at TrueMav Fitness in the Gulch. Go to TrueMavFitness.com. Your first workout is free. As a Middle Tennessee resident, no workout is ever recycled or repeated. TrueMav always goes above and beyond to put you in position to succeed. Group fitness classes, personal training, the option to work out in their awesome facility, their top-notch location in downtown Nashville, conveniently located in the Gulch. TrueMathFitness.com for that first workout free, and find out more about their incredible membership options as well. Also, if you're a ClassPass person, you can sign up and take a TrueMav ClassPass as you please. The best part of the Tyler Boyd signing to you guys in the comment section. Let's read what some of y'all have to say. Biggest guns we've had in Tennessee, says Steve Rexrode. Yes, you have. I don't know that you've ever had a trio collectively that's as good as this one. John Shaft 64 wants to know what his actual contract is. I haven't seen the details as far as incentives, escalators, guaranteed money. I haven't seen it anywhere yet, John. SpotTrack and Over the Cap will, I'm sure, eventually have a breakdown, but to date, that is not something that we have at our disposal. Yusuf says the best part is that it's cap friendly. Jonathan on Facebook Live says the wide receiver room is arguably in the top five in the NFL, definitely top 10 on paper. You know, I'll grant you top 10. I'm willing to do that sight unseen without having every depth chart, without having every Our Lads page up in front of you. I'm willing to go along with the idea of Hopkins at age 32, a little longer in the tooth, Ridley. I don't know that he's in the prime of his career, but he's pretty close. And Tyler Boyd, who's not yet 30, but will soon be 30. That's a pretty good trio of wide receivers. Houston's is certainly better, even within your own division. You feel pretty good about the Texans' skill position group, and we'll see what happens with Tank Dell. I know he got glanced by a bullet. Either way, he got clipped a little bit, not full on shot, but did catch a little bit of a stray there. I think that there's probably a couple that I'm forgetting off the top of my head. Indianapolis has an interesting wide receiver room right now with AD Mitchell, but you know, he hasn't accomplished anything yet. This is a far more proven wide receiver room than any in the division, for sure. Proven commodities. The Titans have the most proven commodities at the position in the AFC South. I'm curious to see what Indianapolis does. Houston, on paper, has the best group of wide receivers. TK, obviously, advocating for the Dolphins, Waddle, Cheetah, and OBJ. I think that there's going to be a lot of fun comparisons made, but this is basically them recreating the Cincinnati Bengals offense. You're going to see a lot of three wide receiver sets. The Titans are going to be in 11 personnel a ton. They've got two running backs that they can detach from the formation and also use them in the passing game. Eric Alonzo says, what does this mean for Burks? Well, honestly, I'm not going to say it's the best case scenario for Treylon Burks, because the best case scenario for Treylon Burks is the coaching staff looks at him and says, okay, this is a great player, or this is a player that we think we can get something really, really good out of. We can maximize him. He can contribute for us right away. The signings of Tyler Boyd and Calvin Ridley and the drafting of Jaquan Jackson are not good for the playing time, for the snap count of Kyle Phillips and Treylon Burks. But I'm willing to hear the idea that this would be long-term beneficial for Treylon Burks, because you don't have to rely on him anymore. You don't have to count on him. You know what a sigh of relief I'm sure Titans fans must be feeling, to just not have to worry about Treylon Burks, whether he's going to be available or not, because you've already put the groundwork in place to move on from Treylon Burks. Not this year. Treylon Burks is going to be on the roster this year. He's too cost-effective as a former first-round pick to move on from. I wouldn't advocate for them trading him if I was a Titans fan. I love the idea of having actual depth at wide receiver for once. Treylon Burks is that now. He's just depth, and that is the best possible situation for the Titans. Kyle Phillips is probably not going to end up on this roster by the start of the 2024 regular season. I would bet more against Phillips than I would against Burks, given that Boyd is going to be your starting slot receiver and that Jaquan Jackson also is capable of playing the slot. We'll see if he ends up being more durable and bring some element to the return game that to date we have not seen from Kyle Phillips. So I think Kyle Phillips' roster spot is more in jeopardy than is Treylon Burks. But David Lee brings up an interesting notion. NWI doesn't have to make this roster. Treylon Burks can do enough to potentially push NWI off this roster. Now, some combination of Colton Dowell, Treylon Burks, and NWI is going to be on the Titans in 2024. What that looks like, which one of them end up on the P squad, I would be surprised if NWI ended up, you know, flat out on the street, because he's more reliable to date than Treylon Burks. But you feel really good about the depth, which is where the Titans are sitting right now. A to Z Sports Primetime is presented by the great people at Zen Sports. Download the app, plug in the promo code ATOZTN, and get up to $100 on your no danger first wager. That means if your bet loses, you'll be reimbursed for the amount of your bet up to $100. ZenSports.com for more information. It's where betting just gets better. They also offer true odds on all parlays, so get going and download the app at ZenSports.com today. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. Terms and conditions do apply. No danger wager limited to plus 500 odds to qualify. Boosted odds are derived from equivalent parlay bets offered in Tennessee. Must be 21 plus and in Tennessee to bet at this point. So how this affects your depth chart is clear and obvious. We've just talked about it. It pushes Burks further down. It pushes Phillips potentially off the roster outright. And it's a best case scenario for you, given what you've added in the draft and in free agency. And we knew that wide receiver was going to continue to be prioritized at this point, because they did a lot of the defensive needs that they had in the draft. Free agency-wise, you know that they added Calvin Ridley, but a lot of it was about team needs all over the place. Lloyd Cushenberry, Tony Pollard, a couple of different, Sebastian Joseph Day on the defensive line, Kenneth Murray, a lot of different needs being addressed all over the board, but still understanding that veteran wide receiver options were going to be there to be had. It's a great situation to be in if you're a Titans fan, so I'm sure you guys are feeling pretty good about your set, about your setup heading into rookie minicamp this week and training camp moving forward. Wasted Wookie on YouTube says, we don't know about Levis yet. He had the worst offensive line in the league. More like we don't know yet. Yeah, but Levis, this thing, this year anyway, lives and dies with Will Levis. Because if Will Levis is not the guy, if you figure out 100 that Will Levis is not 100% the quarterback of the future for the Tennessee Titans, and I, you know, not even 90%, not even 95%, not even 99%. You have to be 100% sure that this is the quarterback that you want to work with moving forward after 2024, because if not, you need to trade him this offseason. You need to do what so many other teams did this offseason with former former rookie quarterbacks, or I guess not former rookie quarterbacks, but quarterbacks who are still on their rookie contract. Look around the league at how many got traded this offseason, whether it be Kenny Pickett. You had Desmond Ridder, and I understand that Levis is a better prospect than any of those guys, but so many other teams did the right thing. Justin Fields in Chicago. They made the move to move on from the player that they took who's still on a rookie deal to try and recoup some value. So if Will Levis is not 100% the quarterback of the Tennessee Titans for the future after 2024, you move on from him, because the best part of all of this is you don't need Will Levis. I mean, you do. You need Will Levis to take a step. But if he doesn't, you already have the team built in place to be able to drop another quarterback into and to try and keep this thing from taking too many steps back. And that's how the best teams do it. That's how Chicago just did it, right? And I'm not saying that Chicago is any kind of, you know, gold standard for quarterback management, because certainly they have had a hell of a time. But they played this particular situation with Fields and Caleb Williams right. No first round or first overall pick at quarterback has ever walked into a better situation than Caleb Williams is walking into in Chicago. So if this thing goes belly up because of Levis, because now it's about Levis, not just about Brian Callahan. It is, I mean, Brian Callahan's impact on Levis is also how Brian Callahan will be judged, but Brian Callahan will get more opportunities than Will Levis. This is Will Levis's year to prove it. Nora says, I have faith in Mayo Boy. That's fine. I'm just saying he hasn't done shit yet. You know what I'm saying? So he has to prove it. And then we can have these conversations about faith and viability and all kinds of different options. Steven Rodriguez says, Levis showed so much last year with no line and zero weapons. Yeah, all for 3-9 or 3-6 in 9 starts. So it didn't really mean shit, right? You know, Levis, he wasn't that much transformed of a player than the guy that we knew him to be coming out of Kentucky. He still had accuracy issues. He had the spectacular arm. He had the incredible will to win that you can't coach, the personality that is domineering, that is commanding, that commands respect right away, that a lot of rookies have to earn. Will Levis stepped into that role just fine. But we don't know anything about Will Levis. He hasn't shown so much. He's shown almost nothing on an NFL standard. And that's fine. Awaken to the Eternal.com says, considering the circumstance, has he not Buck? Hell no. No. 3-6 in 9 games, and you guys want me to say that Will Levis has shown enough? He's shown enough for the immediate. Absolutely. Guys, how low is your standard? You need so much more from the quarterback position besides Atlanta and some bullshit in Miami at the end of the game. And listen, to him and DeAndre Hopkins' credit, they won that Miami game at the end of the game. But also in that game, Levis is throwing pick sixes to defensive linemen and then almost blowing out his shoulder trying to make a tackle in the end zone. No, Levis hasn't earned shit. Levis hasn't shown anything of real substance to date, which is why this year is so important. So, so important, because this is his opportunity to do so, guys. This is his opportunity to prove clearly and obviously that it's more than he just belongs at the NFL level, because it's clear that he belongs. He's going to play, right? But are you... who's a successful NFL quarterback in the last couple of years? Had the last couple of drafts. It's honestly hard to find. I mean, are you, let's just say CJ Stroud. Are you CJ Stroud or are you Carson Wentz? Are you going to have a few nice moments and then all of a sudden turn into a laughing stock? Not a laughing stock, but Carson Wentz continues to have an NFL career. But none of you think about Carson Wentz the way that you did when he was competing or in the lead for the MVP the year that he tore his ACL and the Eagles still went on to win the Super Bowl. Anyway, so I don't know how you guys have such a low expectation of him. I don't think there's anything wrong with coming into 2024 and being like, all right, reset. None of what he did last year matters to me because this is a new coaching staff. Some of it does because you have to have a baseline and obviously for tape study and, you know, what he stands to improve upon, but it doesn't really matter to me. This is a new coaching staff. This is almost an entirely new roster. And for him, I'm ready to completely reset with Will Levis and see what he ends up being as an NFL pro, because this is the year that's going to decide his future here. And I'm excited. You should be excited, but you shouldn't just lower your expectations to the point where 3-6 in 9 games and a couple of big plays down the field are enough to sell you on the idea that this is, don't get Mariota'd is all I'm saying to you. Just don't get Mariota'd. I've been through this with you guys too many times. Don't get ahead of yourself. As Coach Mack likes to say on Titans Radio, keep your powder dry. Don't get crazy. I think that right now, Levis is interesting. Levis is curious, but he's anything but a proven commodity at this point. How could you have no faith in your quarterback, says Yusuf. Oh, I don't know if Yusuf is talking to me or somebody else. Buck would agree, not every rookie quarterback is C.J. Stroud. Yeah, no, literally no other rookie quarterback has been C.J. Stroud, statistically. C.J. Stroud is a very high bar for me to set for Will Levis. But that's who he's going to be competing against twice a year in his division. So that's kind of where we have to, that's kind of how, this is where we have to exist with him right now. He's not as big a question mark as Anthony Richardson, but he's pretty close. He's pretty close. All right, so let's wrap things up with a Gone Viral video. And, Bert, I'm going to have you introduce your Gone Viral video because the audience is going to get to see this moment from a much better camera angle and a much better audio quality tomorrow when the live show from Friday with Rand Carthon and Greg Cosell drops on 104.5 The Zone's YouTube channel and also in the Install podcast feed. In fact, we will drop the Spotify link for you guys to subscribe to the Install if you haven't already done so. We're going to break it up into two parts on the audio version. The entirety of the show will be released on YouTube at 6 p.m. tomorrow. So before Bert introduces himself on this video, I'm going to remind you that the primetime program is made possible by the Ashton Real Estate Group of RE/MAX Advantage. Don't sell without the intel that you can only have at GaryAshton.com. They are going to find you your dream address without the stress. And if you are in the market to sell, make sure you have the intel that only Gary Ashton can provide at GaryAshton.com. All right, Bert, what are you going to show people?
What do you want me to talk about?
I want you to talk about you.
I want to talk about me. I want to talk about number one on my meme. I want to think what I like, what I knew, what I want, what I see.
That's pretty good. Yeah, that's pretty good off the top.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. But you know what was better? Getting to talk to the general manager and making him laugh.
Phone about 32 minutes.
Do another 100 for me. Pro
Boston. Before we get started, I'm not Oprah, but I do want you to reach under your chair because there is a gift for you in there.
What have you done?
That's kind of weird. Just reach under the chair.
I mean, you're interviewing grown men in a towel about right. It's like, I don't think
you guys want to. Pull that boy down. Weird. What is that? That is a chef hat, my friend, because you have been cooking. Give it up for Ray
Gordon. How about that?
How about that? He put the hat on, dude.
He wore the hat the whole time while he was taking questions from the audience.
He took it home. When we were in the green room, his kids were ready. They were hungry. They wanted a meal.
They were very adamant about wanting a meal. The whole Carthon crew, coming to the live show on Friday night, and the two children not being satiated with the snacks that we had in the green room, demanding a meal and not just the cookout that Bert and Lucas supplied for the rest of the green room.
There are some cool kids. I was like, we have unlimited Doritos, dude. He's a good kid. Cause I would have ate every single bag of them. But as he was leaving, he had the daggum chef hat. I expected him to throw it in the trash can. He did not. So hopefully there's a piece of me in the Carthon home somewhere. What if I bugged it? What if I'm working for the enemy?
Well, you are the enemy. You're a Ravens fan. You were celebrating the fact that Derrick Henry is a Raven and not a Titan at the live show. Very famously.
I don't remember that part.
All right, get off the screen.
Well, first, I got to tell you, you did a great thing. You did a great job, and there's still a chance, if you didn't get to go to the install, for people to donate. Tell
yes.
people about that.
You sure can. So besides the Spotify link, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, it's our last 24 hours to be able to raise some money, and Bert is going to do me the courtesy of dropping the LLS link in the comment section, because that's what the live show was for. When you guys listen to the podcast, you're going to hear from producer Reed. And in fact, I may just invite Bert, producer Reed, back for a cameo tomorrow night, since it's the last day to donate for Leukemia and Lymphoma Society as a part of their Visionary of the Year campaign. You guys helped me raise over $5,000, but the competition to raise as much money for LLS does not technically end until Thursday. So if you guys are feeling generous, if you want to help us save some lives, like the way that LLS helped save the life of producer Reed, you're going to hear a very touching story from Reed in the live podcast, because he was in attendance. He got up on stage with me and Cosell, and he absolutely crushed it. So if you guys feel like you want to contribute, if you've been personally affected, you or a loved one or a family member, by blood cancers, you know how awful that can be. Beyond just the sickness, the financial toll that it takes on the individual and on the family. That's what LLS does. They raise money to support those families dealing with people who are going through blood cancer treatment and blood cancer diagnoses. So thank you guys so much for helping me raise money to date. Like I said, the podcast is going to be available for you tomorrow. Part one will be available for your commute to work. Part two will be available for your drive home from work in your favorite podcast feed. And of course, if you haven't subscribed to 104.5 The Zone on YouTube already, do so, and you can watch the whole show there. Thank you guys so much for your generosity. As always, thank you guys for spending the evening here with us tonight. And we'll talk to you tomorrow morning on 104.5 The Zone at 10 a.m., where we've got a whole lot more to break down about this Tyler Boyd signing. See you guys.
Go home! Go home! Go home! You're embarrassing Nashville! Go home!